This is Reverend Joseph Caesar, and welcome to the Good News Program. I am truly blessed and honored to be called by God to be His servant to spread the good news of salvation to you all. You have done the right thing. Don't change the channel. You are not here by chance, but by divine guidance. And yes, I thank you for tuning in, for listening. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. This is the good news. There's no better news than this good news. There's no other news better than this news that I'm going to be talking about. News that is fitable to hear and listen to and to print. Such good news. It's really been an honor for me, for God to really call me to be His servant, to minister to you and spread the great news and the good news. And today I want to talk to you about self-denial. Take a moment to listen to me about self-denial. Our topic will be taken from Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. And it reads, "Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Jesus Christ demands self-denial, that is, self-negation, as a necessary condition of discipleship. Self-denial is a summon to submit to the authority of God as Father and of Jesus' law. Declare a war on one's instinctive egoism. So what is to be negated is not personal self or one's existence as a rational and responsible human being. Jesus does not plan to turn us into zombies, nor does he ask us to volunteer for a robot role. No. The required denial is of carnal self, the egocentric self-denying urge with which we were born and which dominates us so ruinously in our natural state. And you know what? Jesus links self-denial with cross-bearing. Cross-bearing is far more than enduring this or that hardship. Carrying one's cross in Jesus' day, as we learn from the story of Jesus' own crucifixion, was required of those whom society had condemned, whose rights were forfeited, and who were now being led out to their execution. And so the cross they carried was the instrument of death. Jesus represents his disciples as a matter of following him, and following him as based on taking up one's cross in self-negation. Carnal self would never, never, ever consent to cast us into such a role. When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die, straight up. Whenever Christ calls a man, he bids him to come and die. There is a price to be paid in following Christ. One must first deny himself. One's self-interest must be denied. Self-sacrifice, self-discipline, self-deprivation. One must adhere to the order and demands of Jesus and what he gives. The willingness to forego personal pleasures or undergo personal trials in the pursuit of the increased good of another. Self-denial is not just a peculiar man of any station, color, rank, or country. No. It is of the most universal nature. Respecting all times and all persons. Yes, and all things. Not meat, not drinks, and everything like that, and only things pertaining to the senses. The meaning here is, if any man of whatever rank, circumstances, in age of any age in the world, come to Christ, he must first deny himself, take up his cross of whatever kind it is, and follow him daily. It is, must be daily, must follow Christ daily. Take up that cross. The denying of ourselves and taking up our crosses in the full context or expression is not a thing of small concern. This is no simple thing to do. It is not just expedient only as one, some sort of a circumstantial or evidence of religion. Taking up the cross, denying yourself and taking up your cross and follow Christ is of absolutely indisputably necessary to do that, to follow Christ, either to becoming or the counterfeiting or any other thing. But any man comes to Christ, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow Christ in order to be a good disciple. Giving up on things and behaviors that so long has been, or become second nature to us. It's not easy because it comes as a norm to us. Maybe you have done or still doing things unwittingly without even taking notice, and therefore giving up on these things takes strong willpower and determination. Self-denial is self-sacrifice, selflessness. It is a restraint or limitation of our own desires or interests. Giving up and doing away with something which you cherishes, or we cherishes, and deems valuable is not easy. And that is why Jesus made his statement, and he says, if any man comes after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Ladies and gentlemen, to become or to be a disciple of Christ, it is absolutely indisputably necessary to deny yourself, take up whatever cross you have, daily, to follow Christ. Self-denial was an exercise of which the Lord Jesus often spoke. He mentioned it several times as an indispensable token of every true disciple. He connects it with cross-bearing. Our old life is so sinful and remains to the end so sinful that it is never in a condition for anything good, nothing. It therefore must be denied and mortified in order that the new life, the life of God, may have freedom, dominion over us. Christian resolve fail. The very beginning to deny himself wholly in the accordance with the injunction of the Lord. At the outset, it seems severe. He will find that it is the source of inconceivable blessings. Let self-denial reach our carnal understanding. It was when Peter had spoken according to the thought of the natural understanding that the Lord had to say to him, thou mindest not the things of God, but the things of men. Peter, you must deny you. You must deny yourself and your own thoughts. And so therefore, we must be careful that the activity of our understanding with the word and prayer in endeavoring to reach the knowledge of what is God's will does not deceive us with the service of God that is not in spirit and in truth. Deny your carnal understanding. Bring it to silence. In holy silence, give place to the Holy Spirit. And so let the voice of God be heard in your heart. Deny also your own will with all its lusts and desires. Let it be once for all unquestionable that the will of God is everything in your choice, and that therefore every desire that does not fall and does not fall in with the will must be mortified. You got to sacrifice. You got to sacrifice. It's been burdensome to you. Pray, believe that in the will of God there is heavenly blessedness, and that therefore self-denial appears severe only at the outset. But when you exercise yourself heartily in it, it becomes a great joy. Let the body with all its life abide under the law of self-denial. Deny also your own honor. Seek not it, but the
honor of God. This brings such a rest into the soul. So how can you believe? Tell me, how can you believe, says Jesus, which receive glory one of another? Although you honor and your honor be hurt or reviled, it to God to watch over it. Be content to be little, to be nothing. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of God. Deny also your own honor. You must do that. And deny in like manner your own power. Cherish deep conviction that it is those who are weak, those who are nothing, that God can use. Be very much afraid of your own end, and such in service of God. However sincere it may be, although you feel as if you had power, say before God that you have it not, that your power is nothing. Continuous denial to our own flesh. We have to deny ourselves. Deny ourselves of things that might be interesting to us and give it to somebody. That is a joy in the end. Deny especially your own interests. Live not to please yourself, but your neighbor. He that seeks his own life shall lose it. He that would live for himself shall not find life. But he that would really imitate Jesus to share in his joy, let him give up his life as he did. Let him keep his own interest. Beloved Christians, that conversation you had to make a choice betwixt your own self and Christ, which you should obey. You then said no. But Christ is saying, if any man comes after me, if he wants to be my disciples, there are a few things that he must do. He must first deny himself. Deny himself that of all the pleasures that he has been accustomed to for many years. Give up on alcoholism. Give up on alcohol. Give up of many things that seems to be part of his norm. He must do that. He must take up his cross. And as I said before, when Christ calls someone, he calls that person to die. Because that's part, it is part and parcel of the whole subject of God. You cannot be halfway. It's all or nothing. And then one has to follow. And when you follow, you're learning that this following comes every day. Not once a week. One Sunday you go to church, you don't go back again until the other Sunday. This following is a calling for every day, 24/7. So you have to make a decision. One has to take an inward inventory of his life. He must weigh the situation. You cannot
halfway. You cannot want to and don't want to. You either don't go at all, period, or you put everything at the feet of Christ. Everything at the feet of Christ. Deny, self-denial. This is the true life of faith. Not according to what nature sees or thinks to be acceptable. Do I live but according to what Jesus says and would have? Every day and every hour, I must confirm the wonderful bargain. No, but Christ. I nothing, Christ everything. He died and no longer have power or will or honor. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Christ's power and will alone prevail. It says, O soul, cheerfully deny that sinful wretched self, in order that the glorious Christ may dwell in you. He says, precious Savior, teach me what self-denial is. We have to do that. Teach us so to distrust our heart that is nothing shall I yield. It's fancy. You must ask God, teach me so to know thee that it shall be impossible for me to do anything else than to offer up myself to possess and to possess thee and thy life. Of the denial of the natural understanding, God and his truth are never known aright. Save by such an one as by the dying of his carnal nature. His inclinations, passions, and will is made over every honest and silent, and by the abandonment of the manifold deliberation of the understanding has become very simple and childlike. We must give our heart and our will entirely to God, forsaking our own will in all things, releasing ourselves, especially from the manifold imaginations and actions of the understanding in spiritual things, that it may collect itself silently in the heart and dwell as in the heart with God. Not in the head, but in the heart. Thus the true understanding display itself in acquiring the knowledge of God. In the head are the barren ideas of truth. In the heart is found the lining truth itself, the anointing that reaches us all things. In the heart is found the lining foundation and the fountain of light. Anyone that lives in the heart entertained with God will always, often, with a glance of the eye, discern more than truth than any another with the greatest exertion. Christ says, any man come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. His reason as well as the power for self-denial, we find it, the little word, me. Me, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and follow me. The old life is in ourselves. The new life is in Christ. The new life cannot rule without driving out the old. When one's own self had everything to say, it must be nothing. This it would fain not be. On this account, there must be all the day denial of oneself, all day denying of oneself. Imitation of Jesus. He, with his teaching, his will, his honor, his interest, must fill the heart. But he that has and knows him willingly denies himself. Christ is so precious to him that he sacrifices everything, even himself. The peculiar mark of Christian self-denial is inward cheerfulness and joy in the midst of proclamation. The Word of God makes us increasing joy a duty. This gladsome disposition, which healing from eternity has all changes and occasion and attitude under the foot, will hold its ground, not only in times of sacrifice. Jesus says, I cannot stop talking about, Jesus says, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. You got to shed all these things that, you know, you have been doing for all these many years. You have to make a decision. You have to come like Shakespeare now, to be or not to be. And that is the question. Do you want to be a disciple of Christ? Then it has a price. It has a price which must be paid, and paid in full, to follow Christ. He got to deny all these things that become stumbling blocks to you. You have to do these things. If gambling is a stumbling block, whatever you hooked on, drugs, alcohol, and all those other things, you know, living lascivious lives under the power of the flesh, you have to give those things up in order to become a disciple of Christ. You cannot do otherwise. You will not be able to be a follower of Christ if these things are not addressed. No, you cannot. Self-denial is not just a peculiar man of any station. It's universally. Any man has to follow Christ, must give up on the things that has been a burden to him. And you know, the design of ourselves and taking up our crosses in the full context of the whole thing. And it says you must. There is no question about it. It must be absolutely and indispensably necessary to do these things in order to be and become a disciple of Christ, to follow Christ. Take up your cross and follow Christ in any way and in any time. and in any place. You may meet some difficulties. Christ met a lot of difficulties. You got to make sacrifice. Christ makes sacrifice. So you have to know that getting in to the divine equation and wants to be a disciple takes willpower and takes order. There is an order Christ put down so that we must follow those principles to become the child of God. I am out of time, and I thank you very much, my fellow friends. It's been a joy speaking to you this evening. And so, if this ministry has been really a blessing to you, and you, I ask you please to make your whatever donation you can to keep us on the air so that I will be able to help others, to reach out to those who don't have. And I just want to tell you, thank you for listening. And Jesus is Lord.
If this ministry has been a blessing and helped you through the Word of God, please donate. There's a donate button at the top of the show page. Any amount would be welcomed. Thank you in advance. This money will help keep the program Good News airing on BBS Radio. Remember, Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." And Romans 10:9 says, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved."